USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still higher than historically average, the unemployment rate in America fell to 11.1% based on the report released by the Labor Department yesterday. It was 13.3% in May. President Trump commenting on yesterday's report from the Labor Department while speaking at a Spirit of America business event at the White House.
The United States economy has added almost 5 million new jobs in the month of June. That's shattering all expectations and shattering all records.
The U.S. Supreme Court is delaying a ruling on releasing grand jury testimony from the Mueller-Russia investigation. The court yesterday blocking a request from the White House to see grand jury documents from the former special counsel's Russia investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
Did you see President Trump's latest tweet? He says the new book Blitz is hot and urges you to read it. Trump calls David Horowitz a great author. Get Blitz. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. In Blitz, David Horowitz warns about Antifa and makes stunning predictions about Trump in the coming months. They will shock you. Blitz also reveals the secret billionaires out to stop Trump. Mike Huckabee says if every American reads this book, Trump will win. Mark Levin says Blitz is indispensable. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. And don't forget to see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV all this week. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable channel. Now on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, and more. Just check your cable guide. And get Blitz today at bookstores or 800-NEWSMAX.
NIH Director Dr. Anthony Fauci is saying the coronavirus might have mutated in a way that's helping it spread more easily. The nation's top infectious disease expert saying yesterday that researchers are working to confirm that possible mutation and what it means. Investigators at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico reported on the possible mutation yesterday, and virus specialists at Scripps Research in Florida wrote about it last month. Fauci says there's no indication the mutation makes infection any worse, but they need to look into it. China says it will be taking all necessary countermeasures if the U.S. moves ahead with a Hong Kong sanctions bill. Yesterday's warning is coming after the U.S. Senate approved the Autonomy Act, sending it to President Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For the first time in decades, more Americans are likely to see more immigration. The latest Gallup poll finding that 34% of Americans surveyed would like to see immigration increase, while 28% would like to see it drop. 36% say they think immigration should stay at the current levels. It's the first time, though, since 1965 that Gallup has shown people wanting more immigration, outnumbering those backing a drop in immigration. Well, there are some very strange parties taking place in Alabama, and USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
City officials in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are warning that several students are throwing coronavirus parties where people who have the virus are invited to intentionally infect others. The Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith said at a city council hearing that these parties have now been happening for several weeks. They said they thought it was a rumor at first and did research and confirmed that doctors had the same information. The state's Department of Public Health said in a statement that anyone who is in violation of the governor's health order faces misdemeanors and fines. A city councilor said that money is collected at the parties and whoever gets the coronavirus first wins the cash. This is USA Radio News.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.